Well, Sam, Stark reaction has come out since we heard from Peter Chanel, Angovaka, Minister of Communication, since I've started with MME Law Tuesday, where I'm explaining him come plan the government for banning Facebook. But since then, reaction. Criticism of government, against government come out on social media, on Facebook, the newspaper, on the radio. People are feeling really strongly against them this for a decision. So Chamber of Commerce now, someone from a big group where they come out and Okatabar were not happy with them this for a decision, especially low impact Blahem, lot of small business where they use them, Facebook for doing advertising and for reaching with the clients and customers. Because once you get rid of Facebook, a big market, you know, but I'm out there. So Chamber of Commerce and come out, Okatabar were unhappy with them this decision, but asking government for him revoke him. Also, you may look in tourism sector, yeah? Even Tourism Visitors Bureau, they used to call them, yeah? Tourism Solomon Islands. Otatu come out and Otabar were not happy. Okata say main marketing tool block on Facebook. If this one, government can stop him, but Okata no survey communicate with them market, potential market block. Especially like this time where tourism in Barara suffered too much because of COVID-19, yeah? So Facebook, him affect him stuck at different groups, people. One group where you may not hear him from the government. Not since Peter Chanel him talk with him, government him bar will not tell him anything. I've been in contact with him, Prime Minister's office, and what I say about him, making one statement yesterday. Go work some this time, no anything have come out yet. So everyone just looking and watching and waiting no matter what time. Not this fella ban them coming to effect. But also Peter Chanel Hemtalem, Minister of Communication, Okata officials still try for work around how now Okata do implementing this for the decision of cabinet.
Also, you say, yeah, government may not come out yet, any good talk to him or any time by Okata starting. But if so, anything for anyone who may challenge him long court or something, suppose he may actually come up?
Well, so far, Transparency Solomon Islands have to point them out that this one him in breach of the constitution, side of freedom of expression, yeah, by removing Facebook, by restricting this vulnerability, yeah. Other legal side, you may look him that Prime Minister him got in power for implementing side law COVID-19 emergency, if anything by him affecting public security. So Okata legal points are there. Whether anyone but take him go to court, him not clear yet, him might come up at this stage no yet. But we have one for a group of youth or the like for make him one for a petition for protest against them this for a decision block government, block cabinet for blocking Facebook. So stuck or something to go ahead this time, no background, nothing yet him clear if brothers fall a situation him go to court. But certainly me looking lots of different opinions that for come in. And so at this time, this point in time, even though it's clear yet what not, but happen next.
And what about long media, like the media organization, Law Solomon Islands? I mean, what are making me talk or?
Or the newspapers that come, or the make him editorial block at where they come out and tell him that, you know, expression, freedom of expression is one very important point law, constitution and law, society. So this will appoint it, have been talked about in the newspapers. You may look, if you may go back, law, Peter Chanel, Minister of Communication, him say freedom of expression, but government still, him still respect him because only Facebook know what to target him and but try for block him, eh? The narrow media outlets, but still stay yet, and people can survey, raise their voice both through newspaper, TV, or radio. But this one, people are not satisfied with them, or the comments on Facebook, or to say, you know, freedom of expression, yeah, fundamental part of law, how Solomon Islands him operated. But other one fellow senior member of the media have come out and talk out to is Robert Iroga. He's not co-chair of this fellow group with the Colombian Pacific Freedom Forum, and him but condemning this fellow action, this fellow decision blow government for banning Facebook. And so you look him already stuck opposition them come out, including some fellow senior media people. Eh?
Now, what about for the ordinary person user blow Facebook? Long Honiara or anywhere along country, or what now would say, how now by him affecting Mogata?
So we start people using Facebook for communicate with each other and friends and story and make jokes and read the news. So this one in Baramuka a big impact look at that. And start people not happy, especially the people who had to communicate with their families overseas, maybe the seasonal workers who had to stay overseas and like folk talk back with them family members go here. So this one but people lo here by feeling, yeah. I mean, if you go back 5-10 years or same where only form of contact number is through email or through expensive phone calls. So people by feeling this fella, by feeling the pocket block attire, yeah? This fella decision if or when government have come for put him into place.